We're here with Jamie Gilgan, third place at the 2015 Canadian Road Championships. Jamie, take us through the race a little bit. You were a late entry, I believe.
Yeah.
And that had to, you know, give you some butterflies a little bit.
Yeah, I thought I was registered. I had, like, gone through all the process and clicked the button, but I never got an email, and then I apparently never had a credit card charge made, so I wasn't actually registered.
So you came here and you realized you weren't part of the race?
When I saw the start list, I realized I wasn't registered, and so I kind of tried to stay calm, but I was definitely panicked inside a little bit, and came in, and they charged me an arm and a leg, but that's okay, it's my fault, I should have probably followed up, but I mean, it was worth the $50 fine.
Not the ideal situation that you want before a race with everything else in your mind, but take us through the race and how you pulled off the third place.
Okay, so the race, basically, everything was decided in this race on the climbs. It was pretty tame the rest of the time, but as soon as it hit any sort of significant climb, it would go like crazy. And so on the circuit, I was having a pretty hard time because it was so steep. I'm a pretty big rider, so those super steep climbs I have a problem with. But then they kind of, like, the group kind of let up a little bit once we crested that main climb. And so I was able to chase back on with a little group every single time. And then after that, it just kind of, I just kept doing that. I just kept chasing back on with groups. And then there was this one particular break about 10K to go where the group wasn't going to chase. And there was a break, and I was like, oh, no, this is it. Like, everyone's up there. They're not chasing. They're cracked. And so I just buried myself, I think, harder than I ever have in my entire life.
This was the break with Denise Ramston?
This is when Denise went. Yeah, and, like, literally, like, I'm looking forward to seeing the power numbers for this because, yeah, I've never buried myself like that before. So I made this break, and then that was literally the last climb. So it was downhill. So I consider myself a sprinter. So I was able to recover the whole way, like, I don't know, what, 7K, 10K down into town, and recover, and I knew the finish really well, and so I positioned myself, like, I race crits a lot, so I'm pretty solid with positioning. And
you know how much that final corner means.
Exactly. I was exactly where I wanted to be on the final corner. Felt like other riders without maybe that much positioning experience were kind of like, because so many crits finish like this. Like these, like, crazy 90-degree turns, like, from 60K an hour. Mm-hmm. Like, so it was great for me, actually. And then I was able to just wait till 300 meters to go. And then, I don't know if you saw the finish, but it was just like a drag race. Yeah, so...
It was a big win for you. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
It was a great ride.
Thanks. I'm really happy.
Thank you.
Thanks.